Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 22nd of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore the nature of stewardship and of being wholeheartedly mobilised for God's mission in the world. I invite you to turn again to Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 to 30, Parable of the Three Servants. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Have you ever taken a risk in faith and then wondered if you've done the right thing? I can remember excitedly embracing my call to Salvation Army officership and full-time ministry, but then wondering how my wife and I were going to manage on almost 50% less money than we'd been used to. I also remember sitting in my office on my first day as a Salvation Army church leader, after everyone who'd been at the parent and toddler summer party had gone home, and wondering what on earth I was supposed to do next. Trusting God and taking risks can often feel like a daunting task. We may find ourselves questioning whether we have what it takes to step out in faith and to make the most of the resources God has given us. However, when we turn to the scriptures, we find a powerful lesson in our passage from Matthew chapter 25 that encourages us to have bold faith and to trust in God's provision. In this parable, Jesus tells the story of a master who entrusted his servants with different amounts of talents before going on a journey. The first servant received 5 talents, the second received 2 talents, and the third received 1 talent. The first 2 servants took a risk and invested the talents, doubling what they had been given. However, the third servant, out of fear, buried his talent in the ground. The first 2 servants demonstrated bold faith by taking risks with the resources they were given. They understood that their master had entrusted them with something valuable, and they were determined to make the most of it. They didn't allow fear or uncertainty to hold them back. Instead, they embraced the opportunity and used their talents wisely. Similarly, God has given each of us unique gifts, abilities, and resources. He wants us to step out in faith, trusting that He will provide and bless our efforts. When we take risks in obedience to God's calling, we open ourselves up to His transformative power and experience the joy of seeing His kingdom advance. The parable also highlights God's promise of abundance when we faithfully steward what He has given us. The master in the parable commended the first two servants, saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." When we trust God and take risks with the resources He has given us, He promises to bless us with even more. Our faithfulness in the small things paves the way for greater opportunities and blessings in the future. It is through our obedience and willingness to step out in faith that we can experience the fullness of God's provision. Trusting God and taking risks may not always be easy, but when we have bold faith, we can experience the abundance and blessings that come from faithfully stewarding what God has entrusted to us. So let's be inspired by the example of the first two servants in the parable of the talents and embrace the opportunities to make a difference in the world around us. As we trust in God's provision and step out in faith, we can be confident that He will multiply our efforts and bring about His kingdom purposes. Do you think more deeply about these thoughts today? You might want to use these two questions to help you. Are we willing to trust God and take risks with the resources He has given us? And are we using our gifts and abilities to advance His kingdom? I hope to see you back here tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcasts as we conclude, what is faithful stewardship?
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.